podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you live in a posh gaff? If so, how do you know that your house is posh? This is an article out today and I found it absolutely fascinating. Before I bring you the article, I want you to text or WhatsApp me now. Text or WhatsApp me now. What things would you likely to find, or are you likely to find, in a posh person's house? Have you something in your house that makes it posh? What type of things will you only ever see in a posh person's house? I know my cousin is quite posh, and in her house she has something that I don't think any other house in Dublin probably has. Or maybe it does. Maybe you have one in your gaff. She has in her house, and even as kids we always thought this was uber posh, she has a study. Now, what's a study, I hear you ask? Some of you may not know what a study is. There's me living in a house where I can't swing a cat. My cousin has a study, and this is a room, and you go into this room in her house and it's very musty. You go in, it's like, oh, lovely musty smell. And there's books. There's books all over the wall. Encyclopedias. And bits of artifacts. It's like Indiana Jones's house, by the way. Artifacts that she's collected from different countries. And it just smells. It smells of posh. So text or WhatsApp me now. 087-798-9898. How do you know you are in a posh house? And what are the calling signs? What is the one thing that you will only ever find in a posh house? Text or WhatsApp us. 087-798-9898. Or call us on 67979781. And you could win yourself cinema tickets if you happen to talk to me on the show. So here's what the article says. And I was ticking some of the things here. And I actually found that my house is actually quite posh. Now, I'm as common as muck. And I don't live in a particularly posh area. I used to say it was a gated community, but it actually isn't. I have gates in my front garden. That's it. But there's no gate to stop the riffraff coming in. Two of the things that were mentioned in this article I actually have in my gaff. Now, one of them isn't too posh, but it says a liquid soap, like molten brown. Now, I pride myself, when you go into my bathroom, if you're ever a guest in my house, you will find in my bathroom molten brown soap. Very expensive, very posh soap. None of your 99 Dunn soap in my bathroom. You will wash your hands with molten brown. And people often comment on us when they come to our house. Oh, Jeremy, you've molten brown in your house. The other thing that I pride myself on, in my living room, on the wall, I have some fine art. Well, it's not fine art. It's not by Leonardo da Vinci or anything like that. But about 10 years ago, I said, let's posh up the house a bit. And I went down to Merrion Square one Saturday afternoon, where all these artists line up, and bought a piece of art off one of them. And I can't remember how much it was at the time, but it's a lovely painting of the Grand Canal. Because I didn't want to be that person that in their living room, the only stuff that's on your wall is like a picture frame that you got in Woody's that everybody else have. Everybody else has that same picture of the man jumping off the cliff that they bought in Woody's DIY. You all have it in your living room. It's not posh. That's not fine art. You walk into my house and you will find fine art. And I think it's well posh, to be honest with you. I'd like to hear from you. 67979781. Text or WhatsApp your comments to 087-798-9898. What makes a house posh? Kevin.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Well? How are you? Do you live in a posh house?
It probably would have been 10, 12 years ago. It has general speakers you see in hotels with during the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
So they're in each room upstairs. So if you have music playing and hooked up to your stereo or whatever, you can press the turn them on and you can have it in any room. So it's basically around the house.
I think houses that were built in the last 10 years or whatever,
yeah.
Because my friends moved into a house about 8 years ago, and I thought this was fascinating when I went out to visit the house,
yeah.
That they can hook their iPod up to this like lead,
yeah,
coming out of the wall, and there's speakers and you can control, okay, so I want to hear my Spotify playlist in the bathroom and stuff like that. It's mad, isn't it?
And yeah, the other thing probably was posh at the time, there's no Hoover. Basically, it's a system in the utility room, okay, and you have holes in the various walls of the house, and it's just the Hoover hose, and you just plug it into the wall and it starts off the Hoover.
What?
That was posh.
That's not true.
Yeah, so swear to God, it's still in the house. Yeah, it's just, you know, the hose of a Hoover.
Yeah.
We have that, and no Hoover. No, it's a system in the utility room.
So and literally you can...
You plug the hose into the wall, and it starts off the Hoover, and you just walk around with the hose.
Now...
It's a big, long thing.
I'm not accusing you of lying, but I have never, ever heard of this.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay, do, because I don't believe you. Thanks, Kevin. Does anybody have that in their house? I've never heard of that. Is there one house in Ireland that has that? So he's talking about, from what I can gather, if you want your living room hoovered, rather than bringing the Hoover into the living room, you hook a hose up to a hole in the living room and it sucks it all out and it goes to this magical place. That can't be real. That's like science fiction stuff. Keep the text coming in, 0877 98 98 98. Do you live in a posh house? If so, what's there that makes it posh? A lot of people asking where you can buy Molton Brown soap. It's not that exclusive, by the way. You know, it's not like pearls that you can only get down the bottom of the ocean. You can get Molton Brown soap in pretty much... there's a Molton Brown shop in Dundrum that you can get it in. Let's go to the Nace Road. The Nace Road is very posh, by the way, Albert, isn't it?
No, far from it.
Oh, because some people say the Nace Road is Cabra. I would say Castle Knock.
far from it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Better tell me, mate, that who just bought property on the Nace Road.
My posh thing would be an Aga. Now, I don't own one myself, but my God, you know you're posh when you have an Aga cooker in your house, you know what I mean?
Now, what's an Aga cooker?
It's an area. It's like a solid burn, like, cooker. I've always wanted one. Especially four engine reg or, you know, something along those lines. But
I'm looking at it here. It's like an old fashioned stove that has these big metal doors on it.
Yeah, yeah. But you need the property to kind of match the cooker. It's not, you know.
Yeah, there's no point in living like me in a two bedroom box and having an Aga cooker, is there really?
Absolutely, absolutely.
How much do they go for? Do you know?
I'm not 100% certain, but I know they're expensive. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm looking at the website. You always know something's expensive when you look at the website and it doesn't have the price.
No prices.
You know,
yeah.
It's like when you go into a really posh jeweller's and they don't have any of the prices of the jewellery and you say, the reason they don't have the prices are, if you have to ask what the price is, you probably can't afford it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I assume it cooks like any other cooker, does it?
It does, but apparently that Christmas dinner doesn't taste the same unless it comes from an Aga, you know what I mean? You've never tasted Christmas dinner until... Christmas dinner is cooked in an Aga.
Really? Is that what the ad says or something like that?
Well, not the ad, but I've heard from people, you know, oh, you've never tasted turkey until you've tasted it from an Aga.
Would you stop? I had my Christmas dinner out of a microwave oven a couple of years ago and it was grand. It was grand. Thanks very much for your call. By the way, do you know anything about the this hole in the wall in a posh house where you can suck the dust out?
No, I have no idea. I've never
Was he making it up?
I'm not 100% certain, but I'm definitely going to look it up.
Yeah, do, because that sounds like the dream. Thanks, Albert, in the very posh Nace Road. Let me go to Adele. How are you, Adele?
Hiya.
Adele, do you have a hole in every room for your hose?
My auntie does.
So it does exist?
It does exist.
Wow. Is it in
new... She has it in her house.
Is it new houses that it exists in?
No, what they done was they bought a house and remodified it. And they put this idea into the house. But to make you laugh even more, she bought a Dyson.
Okay, that's...
Even though she has this.
So it's literally a connection in each room in the house where you hook the hose up to. And where does all the dirt go then?
It's like a big, huge cylinder that would be look like a boiler. And it's in our utility room. And
wow.
All the dirt goes into this. And then they just open it up and empty it out.
Now, is this the same relation that has a urinal in her bathroom?
Yeah, she does.
She has notions, that woman does. What's her first name? Don't give her a second name. What's her first name?
Her name's Gloria.
Gloria. Even that name alone is notions, isn't it? My name is Gloria. I have a Hoover in every room and I have a urinal in my bathroom. Why does she need a urinal? Is this like a urinal that you find in the Jacks, like in Copperface Jacks or something? It's on the wall.
Yeah, it's on the wall.
Would you stop?
I'm not messing. And she even has a grandfather clock in her hallway.
Oh, God. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. And
I know.
Why did she put a urinal in the bathroom? What was wrong with the old peeing in the toilet seat or in the toilet bowl?
She said to make things easier for the boys.
Oh, my God. And the gas thing is, I presume Gloria doesn't even have a penis. She doesn't need the urinal.
I know. It's my uncle. When my cousin comes up to her, like her son.
I bet you she has the, what's the thing called that washes your arse again, that sprays the water?
Oh, yeah. What's she had got one of them years ago, but she took it out because nobody was using it.
What's it called again?
I can't remember the names of them.
I can't remember it either. If anybody knows, I remember one of the fellas I went to school with had one of these in his bathroom, and we used to go to the house just to wash our arses. Because we found it fascinating that you didn't, because he used to come into class and all that when we were in school together as well, and he used to say, I don't need toilet paper to wash my bum, we have a thing in the bathroom that does it. That's absolutely brilliant. Come here, Adele, you have to tell Gloria we were talking about her on 98FM and get her to ring in someday.
Oh, I will, I'll be ringing her down.
I need to talk to this woman, Gloria. By the way, what part of Dublin is the house in? Don't give the address, but
it's in
Bob Regan. Regan's not posh.
Because that's where I live as well. She lives up by the seafront and I don't.
Oh, okay.
I live by the graveyard.
Oh, yeah. Well, the houses by the graveyard are nice as well. But I think Auntie Gloria has notions, Adele. You need to tell her that, okay?
Oh, I don't.
Thanks very much. Let me go to Hannah. Hannah, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Now, you rented a house with this Hoover system in it, did you?
I did, yeah.
What's the thing called that you wash your arse with, by the way?
A bidet, I think my mum said it was called. I'm not sure.
I was terrified to Google washing your own arse because I didn't know what was going to what was going to come up on it. What's it called?
Yeah, I would too.
It is. It's a bidet, isn't it?
Yeah, a bidet.
Or someone's. A lot of people are saying a bido. No, it is a bidet or a bido.
A bidet or a bidet. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't have one in my house. We're lucky to have toilet paper in our house half the time. Hannah, yeah. You rented a house recently, did you, or once?
It was a couple of years ago, yeah, but it was in Virginia, in Cavan.
Okay.
And it had that Hoover system hooked up in the whole house. So every room of the house, the hall, the landing, just had a little hole in the corner of the wall. And you just basically hooked up the hose off the Hoover into it.
That sounds absolutely fascinating.
It is very good, because in the garage, there's basically... The Hoover that you'd have that collects all the dirt is just basically in the wall, connected to the wall in the garage, so it all finds its way to that.
Oh my God. I would literally buy a house just for that feature alone. That and the speakers in the wall, I'd buy a house.
I actually had the speakers in the wall as well. It was a smart house.
It was a what?
A smart house. I had like a little kind of, not an iPad, but I had a little screen that controlled my music, my lights, everything.
So it's called a smart house. That is actually a thing. Is it a smart house?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was actually a name for smart house. And this is where you have the whole entertainment package, the whole lot.
Yeah, also there were speakers in every room of the house as well. And you were able to put your music on, play it in the bedroom, play it in the bathroom, play it in the dining room, and then turn it off in other areas of the house as well.
Actually, I'm after getting a message here from a person saying, and this is a person who knows me, who says, I was in your house recently, Jeremy, and you have a really posh light. Yes, Hannah, we pride ourselves. In our living room, we have one of those lights that you can operate with your mobile phone. Have you ever seen these?
Oh, is that the Hive thing?
Well, I have the app on my phone. Let me see what it's called.
It's Hive. I think it's called Hive.
Well, mine's called Lifix, L-I-F-X. And literally,
no, I've never heard of that, but I've heard of the Hive because you're able to control your heating and your electricity and everything as well through the...
I know, the way we control the heating and the immersion in our house is my wife tells me to get up off my arse and turn it on. That's how we control it. But no, this is called LIFX. So you buy the bulb and you put it anywhere in the house and then you download the app on your phone. And I can literally control the lights in my house from sitting here in the studio, 98FM. That's how cool it is.
That's actually really good. I never even knew that existed.
Well, as well, for those of you who like to get romantic, you can set different moods to it, okay, Hannah? So I don't know, do you have a partner in your life?
I do.
Okay, so supposing it's a Saturday night and you're doing a bit of Netflix and chill, yeah?
Yeah.
And your other half, the lights are really bright and they're not really in the mood, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you can have a setting on this. I have a setting on it where you literally press a button and it says romance and you press a button and the lights just go down to this dark, romantic red colour. Now, look, my house ends up looking like the red light district
red
in Amsterdam. So it does. Red probably isn't the right colour, but you can literally set the tone for romance in your house, which is, put it this way.
I have a bulb somewhat like that. Now, it wouldn't be a bulb that you'd use for, like, everyday light, but I bought a bulb in Home Store and More, and it comes with a little control. And you're able to change all the colours, turn it into a strobe light, turn it into different kind of lights.
Ah, yeah, but that's just a
light.
You're not posh at all, Hannah. Get off the line. That's nothing posh about it at all. Okay. Thanks very much, Anna. I can tell loads of people are going to go out and buy those romantic bulbs now after me talking about it. There's a system in my house as well that where you hook up the sound, and it's really, really, really posh, says that person. Let me read out a couple of your messages. I have a cuckoo clock in my house. Is that posh? No, that's not actually posh at all. And in fact, I think that's the WhatsApp voice note, is it?
It's just my ma has a cuckoo clock hanging on the wall in the kitchen.
No.
And a cuckoo is every hour on every bleeding hour. Does me head in.
Okay, it's not a cuckoo. Cuckoo isn't posh. If it was a cuckoo, it might be a bit posh. But a cuckoo isn't posh. I don't think a cuckoo clock is posh anyway. I think if you want to go really, really posh, it's a grandfather clock. You know, one of the ones tick-tock, that's in your hallway. And finally, my cousin is very, very posh and lives in a very, very posh house. The reason I know this, they have a piano in their front room. Not just a child's organ, but an actual piano. Yeah, I was about to say that. In their living room, my young fella has a little keyboard organ. But no, I couldn't fit a grand piano in my front room. I could barely fit my kid's electric organ in the front room. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts. Posh gaffes. After this topic today, people are going to be going around looking their house saying, is that posh? Is that posh?
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.